What started in Minneapolis has spread to Los Angeles and Atlanta, Boston, Indianapolis, Ferguson, Cleveland, Dallas, Milwaukee, and dozens more cities across the U.S.
Don't shoot! Hands up! Don't shoot!
All of this sparked by the death of George Floyd, the black man who died in police custody after he was pinned to the ground, an officer's knee on his neck as he pleaded that he could not breathe.
Ibukun Adeleke was out at a peaceful protest in Oakland, California.
Well, as a black man, I think I need to be out here to show my solidarity to other people just like me, because like this continues to happen. We don't really know a solution to it. Yeah, you know, maybe if we can meet other people and prefer solutions, you know, that's why I'm here.
Other demonstrations were not as peaceful. In roughly half the country, National Guard members have been activated to help with the unrest.
Many cities saw vandalism, looting, and violent clashes between police and protesters. Thousands of people have been arrested nationwide.
Addressing the nation from the Rose Garden this evening, President Trump said he was beefing up law enforcement around the country.
Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets.
And as President Trump made his remarks to the nation, protesters chanted outside the White House. Immediately after, the president exited the White House and walked a brief distance to St. John's Church. The historic church was damaged by a fire during the recent protests.